Our next speaker needs very little introduction. I'll just say his name is Tony Benn.
I want to begin by talking about the importance of this meeting and of the people who come to it, because this is part of a very big popular movement for peace and justice around the world. It is a part of the same movement that had these massive demonstrations against the war in Iraq, and I'm sure many of you were there. It is a movement that has brought Muslims and Christians and Jews together in Britain, and that is a very, very important achievement, and it is a demonstration, a meeting, which I hope is videoed and filmed and shown in Palestine so they know what support there is for their cause. And don't think that public meetings are about the speakers. They're always about the people who come. Now, everything has been said, there's not much to add. This is a demand for the end of the occupation, for the end of the ethnic cleansing, for the end of the violence, for the end of all the things the Palestinians have suffered for over half a century. But I think we know, and John Pilger made the point very clearly, that Sharon and the Israeli government would not have been able to do what they have done if they had not had the full support of the United States of America. That is what it is about. And not only America has armed Sharon and funded the Israelis to allow them to prosecute this war, but also the Israelis have played a large part in formulating the policy of the American government. And we now know, not only was Sharon passionately committed to the war against Iraq, but now Sharon wants the war extended to Syria and to Iran, and that is the problem that we face, as well as the problem facing the Palestinians. We also know that President Bush is very close to the Prime Minister. And therefore the problem is not only in Jerusalem and in Washington, but it is in London as well. And I must tell you, I believe that the road map is a fraud. I think that the road map or the peace process is a literal public relations device that is announced whenever they want another war. Every time that the wars are planned, they say, oh, we better have a roadmap or a peace process in Israel, between Israel and the Palestinians. And we ought to be demanding, not that when Bush and Sharon agree a Palestinian state will be set up in 5 years. There should be a Palestinian state now. And I think if we demanded that, I know it would be difficult because the Palestinian Authority has not got all the mechanisms needed. But if there is to be peace between Palestine and Israel, it must be conducted between the Palestinian government and Israel and not done on the Palestinian behalf by Bush or Blair. Now one last word, because it's wet and there are other speakers, but I just say this, remember that what we are doing today is a part of a much, much older and bigger struggle even than the Palestinian struggle. And don't misunderstand me. Over many, many centuries, empires have been formed and founded in order to oppress other people for the benefit of those who control the empire. My God, look at Britain. When I was born, we occupied 20% of the population of the world. And now we lecture people on democracy and human rights. No democracy and human rights when the British ran the empire. And so we have to We have to identify your struggle with every other struggle. And I'll put it very simply. The struggle of the Palestinian people is the same as the struggle of the Indians, the Pakistanis, the Africans, the Latin Americans. It is that the people of the world who create the world's wealth should run the world and see that wealth is properly distributed in peace, democracy, and internationalism.